This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 191 for Friday, December 16th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is lower Friday morning, pulled down by sinking crude oil prices. Crude oil is down by more than a dollar per barrel U.S. in early trade due to a number of central banks raising key interest rates, fueling fears of a worldwide recession. Chicago soybean is lower, while European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil are both higher. The Canadian dollar is down by more than 0.2 of a unit U.S. cent from Thursday's close. The January canola contract is down $6.30 per ton at $861.70, while the March canola contract is down $4.80 per ton at $853.90. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat were all trading in the red. The USDA announced on Thursday morning a sale of 101,600 tons of corn to Mexico for this marketing year. The two countries are currently in discussions after Mexico announced its plans to ban genetically modified corn imports for human consumption, which the U.S. believes to be in violation of the USMCA. Argentina's corn crop is estimated to be nearly 43% planted, below the 47% planted at this point last year due to dry weather conditions and sporadic rainfall. Weather concerns also pose a threat to the corn crop in southern Brazil. The March corn contract is down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $6.53. Dry weather is also threatening Argentina's soybean crop, which is estimated to be nearly 51% planted, down from 65% last year. The NOPA crush report on Thursday showed that 179.2 million bushels of U.S. soybeans were crushed in November, 2 million below trade expectations, but the third highest November on record. Crushed U.S. soybeans are worth $3.33 U.S. per bushel higher than those that are uncrushed, an extremely high profit margin. The January soybean contract is down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $14.73. Canadian wheat exports totaled 336,600 tons in the latest reported week by the Canadian Grain Commission, with this year's total exceeding 18 million. Below normal precipitation is expected for the U.S. southern plains over the next 30 to 90 days, while there is a winter kill risk in hard red wheat growing areas. India's Ag Ministry stated that its planted wheat area is 3% higher than last year's amount. The March Chicago wheat contract is down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.55. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.52. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.11. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, December 16th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.